with Nikki and Tamillo in the morning. More music and more fun. Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
So stage four, we were just saying, how many are there?
I don't know. Like, I was under the impression there were four stages, but now it's like, oh, by the way, stage five is coming. But hey, we're almost normal on Saturday.
It's not bad. I have some very excited DJ musician friends.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to pubs and clubs and stuff like that, that is what they've been waiting for.
Almost back to normal. I mean, it's still the 2 square meter rule. So I guess
it's all about how many you can fit into the space.
I feel like restaurants and pubs won't change a lot because if they don't have the room, you can't actually get any more people in there. So,
but Optus Stadium and stadiums, 50% capacity. So now we just need events, right?
And we just need to bring our teams back home. We've got no teams here at the moment.
Yeah. Mind you, we could put a waffle game on there, I suppose.
True. Yep.
There you go.
Get them in there. Get someone to use it.
You know, my boys basketball. You could put that.
What's that? Under sevens?
The under nines.
Under get the under nine basketball on. At Optus Stadium on the grass.
Everybody would be there. Yeah, I know. It's probably not the ideal venue for it, but you know what I'm saying.
Anything.
At this stage, we'll take any kind of entertainment. Something you can bet on, anything, thank you. I think the worst of the storm was further south.
It was a bit of a fizzler once again.
But, like, most of it was meant to be further south. Like, it was really, Mandurah was just sort of included just to be safe, really. I saw 2 small branches and a bin knocked over on the way to work. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure. That said, though, a vast cloud of Sahara dust is blanketing the Caribbean and is making the 8,000K journey to the US. Now, apparently these dust storms. Well, this particular one has got a size and concentration experts say hasn't been seen in 50 years. Air quality across most of the region fell to what they call record hazardous levels. So, you know, you don't need numbers. You know, hazardous is not good. And experts have nicknamed the event the Godzilla dust cloud.
Oh, my goodness. Is there anything else? I mean, we've had fires, we've had floods, we've had a global pandemic, and now we've got a dust storm.
The Godzilla dust cloud.
Wasn't there locusts the other day as well?
I feel like there was.
There was some kind of locust apocalypse as well.
I feel like aliens. That's aliens. No, no. Aliens landing before Christmas. That's all that's left.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at this stage.
We can't rule it out. Anyway, actually, weren't we thinking that was the case anyway? What was it in the sky? The green thing in the sky.
Oh, yeah, we already had aliens. There you
go.
Well,
they're just, that's the early warning. That's the first test.
They're on their way.
They're coming. It's clear. Now, there's been much discussion of the mullet of recent days.
The greatest hairstyle of all time, I think you'll find.
This is after a bloke sporting the business at the front party at the back arrangement was refused entry to a Mexican-themed bar in Scarborough on the weekend. And look, it went all the way to the top, this issue.
It did, to our premier.
Our premier. If you missed his reaction to the story, we have dug it out to share with you here.
Oh, I just encourage people with mullets to rise up and rebel against these extreme rules pubs are imposing. I think you should be free to have a mullet and go to a pub. I don't think there should be rules around that.
There we go, here there from our premier.
Goodness, a mullet uprising.
Kebab ambassador, Rockingham ambassador, and mullet advocate, ladies and gentlemen.
What can't he do?
Oh, Mark McGowan. For president, that's
for
all
president,
I can say.
Yeah.
So, Cadbury have announced the return of Caramilk again.
Wait, what? Hasn't this already come back like 3 times?
Oh, it has, yes. The caramel white chocolate combo that they brought back in 2018 and then in September last year is back. And I just noticed the ad campaign ramping up to announce the return in the last few days. I think the timing may have something to do with the release of Nestlé's new Milky Bar Whirl, which is the milk and, not quite the same thing, but milk and white choc whirly thing. Together. Look, if it keeps coming back by popular demand, can't they just make it a permanent thing already?
I know.
Seriously.
I thought it was the point of bringing it back, that it was back.
Yeah, but
not that
apparently
it's back
not.
And then it's
it was
gone again.
Back for a limited time. Just bring it back and leave it there, please. I mean, it's already had more comebacks than Daryl Braithwaite. It's had more comebacks than Madonna. It's almost had more comebacks than Robert Downey Jr., ladies and gentlemen. And that's saying something.
That really is. Yeah.
It's also United Nations Public Service Day, which celebrates all the folks we realised were essential in recent times. So, frontline.
Which was everyone, unless you're not essential.
Exactly right. But in particular, healthcare, public officials, teachers, sanitation workers, social welfare officers, all of them. Mm. I say to you, well, I would say to you, take a day off, but it doesn't work like that. But yes, we salute you anyway.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is the Age Gap.
Do is tell us who's older out of these two birthdaying celebs this week. Now, we've gone with the bloke who's, well, amongst other things, a painter and a comedian, star of the Uber Eats ad, An Do. He's the, for those who don't know, he's the Vietnamese-born Australian actor, author and comedian that does An's Brush with Fame. So he's the one that paints people.
Yeah.
He was also on Thank God You're Here and Good News Week and was a runner-up of Dancing with the Stars in 2007.
Wow, isn't he the Twinkle Toes?
I know, is there nothing this man can't do? Or Alanis Morissette, Amanda from Rockingham. It's
now
all up to you. Who's older? It's An Do.
I know An likes to eat good food,
right,
and it can be deceiving, but I'm going to go with An Do that is older.
You're going to go with An Do as older?
Older, okay. I think he's a very healthy man.
I'm going to regret that with the way you're answering me there.
Yeah, well, you know, you are going to regret that. He's actually 43. Alanis Morissette, 46 this week. So
it was close.
It wasn't all that healthy eating. It was actual age that made him look better.
Well, who would have known?
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With entertainment news baked fresh in store, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The 2021 Golden Globes will be held February 28. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will host for the fourth time. The Oscars were originally scheduled for February 28, but they've pushed theirs back to April 25 due to coronavirus.
Right.
So the Globes have pinched...
taken that slot.
Yeah, pinched their February 28 day. They usually hold it in January, so it's been pushed back about a month. And it will air live from Beverly Hills, so everything's kind of set back in place for now. Now, Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Shakira and Coldplay are all headlining a fundraiser concert for COVID-19 relief in marginalised communities. The Global Goal concert will feature performances as well from J Balvin, Jennifer Hudson and Usher, while Dwayne The Rock Johnson will host the event, which is on this weekend. It will air on Saturday, multiple streaming platforms, including YouTube, if you want to check it out. Charlize Theron, Chris Rock, Salma Hayek, Hugh Jackman and Kerry Washington will also be making appearances. Now, two women have accused Justin Bieber of sexual assault. The two women posted to Twitter, one claiming he assaulted her in a hotel room, writing, "My body felt unconscious and I don't want to go into detail about what happened next." However, Bieber's reps are saying that he never even stayed at the hotel where she alleges the assault happened. The second also says that he locked her in a bathroom. So, look, it's very confusing.
Right.
Bieber's team says they will be taking legal action. Pink has opened up about her marriage in via Instagram, crediting her therapist for keeping her and husband Carey Hart together all these years.
"For Carey and I, it's the only reason that we're still together. And you need someone to hear both of you and then translate it for you. And without Vanessa translating for me for the last 18 years, I mean, we would not be together. We are not taught as kids how to have relationships, how to get along with people. I mean, what's happening in our country right now is a perfect example of that. We don't know how to love each other. We don't know how to get along. We don't know how to communicate."
True about the translating.
Yeah.
Believe me, Google doesn't show how it's done.
And the family for late rock icon Tom Petty have issued a cease and desist order against the Trump re-election campaign after he used Petty's song "I Won't Back Down" at Saturday's rally in Oklahoma.
I love Tom Petty. And I'm quite pleased that his family is stepping up.
Yeah, they've said Tom Petty would never want a song used for a campaign of hate. He liked to bring people together. So they now join Rihanna, the Rolling Stones, REM, Prince and Guns N' Roses, who have all in the past issued cease and desist orders to Trump for using their music. So basically no one wants you to use their music,
not
Trump,
many
sorry.
Options left, is there?
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.